Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the eagle. When the founding fathers of the United States of America were casting about for a suitable emblem to symbolize their new nation, Benjamin Franklin, the ever-practical politician, writer, and inventor, suggested the turkey. After all, the turkey was a robust and plentiful native bird and could make an apt symbol for a nation that was committed to providing for its people. But the founding fathers had a different idea. They were focused on defending their new nation against hostile nations and wanted an emblem that would represent power. So they chose instead the eagle, which was long a European symbol for victory and military might. In particular, they chose the bald eagle, partly because it was the most prevalent eagle in the region, and partly because of its distinctive white head and tail and its enormous wingspan. The bald eagle is an impressive-looking bird, and it is a raptor, a flesh-eating hunter. It has large feet with great talons and a big curved beak, perfect for piercing and tearing apart its prey. It is sometimes called a fish eagle or sea eagle, and can often be seen hunting along rivers, lakes, and tidewaters. But for all its majesty, the bald eagle is an opportunistic bird, for it feeds largely on carrion, that is, animals that are already dead. And it frequently tries to steal fish from its chief competitor, the osprey, or fish hawk. The founding fathers' choice of the eagle as the national emblem was influenced by the role of the eagle in European mythology. Here, the eagle had long been associated with storm gods and war gods. It signified victory and sovereignty. And in the mythic struggles between light and dark, the eagle became a symbol of the sun, ever triumphant against the forces of darkness. The eagle's penchant as a carrion eater naturally placed it on battlefields, strewn as they were with the corpses of slain warriors. And as it consumed the bodies of the dead enemies, it eventually came to symbolize victory in battle and ascendancy over enemy nations. But this image of the war-glorifying eagle was not the bird's meaning to our ancestors. In much earlier times, the eagle was an avatar of the mother goddess and embodied her powers of death and transformation. Evidence of this is found, for example, in prehistoric burial sites such as the Ispiter tomb in Orkney Islands of Scotland. Called the Tomb of Eagles, the site contains hundreds of human skeletons interred with eagle bones. The ancient practice was to expose human corpses to eagles, who devoured their flesh and then carried their souls to the afterlife. When the eagles had removed all the flesh, the human skeletons were buried with eagle carcasses. The burial ceremonies that followed were apparently joyous celebrations, for the areas surrounding the tombs were strewn with the remains of great feasts, such as the charred bones of sheep and goats and cattle and pigs, deer, and fish. When I see the eagle employed as our national emblem today, I like to think of it as it is seen in many Native American traditions as a messenger of the Creator and a bearer of healing. And I think of its other ancient meaning as a bringer of regeneration and rebirth, all of which we could use now in these times. And so let us honor eagle on this 4th of July holiday. May we strive for a nation reborn onto a path of peace and harmony and justice among all the beings of this earth. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.